from ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Here it is, the eve of the nation's first presidential primary. In a few hours, the 34 registered voters of Dixville Notch will...
Paul's right, Dylan.
He'll never sign anything.
Bob Yates.
Raymond Burr as Perry Mason. Put together by Radio Marti. Thank you very much, sir. 410, 50 before 5. Opening moments, hour 2, show 136. Bob Yates' Bob's Radio Basics Peabody Award-winning program originating today again from our posh, lavish Metropolitan Digs here in Maplewood. Be reminded, I think it's on March 11th, a Friday. Does that make sense? Yeah, our 150th show. First ever BRB loyalty test. Did you know that if Raymond Burr, rancid little known fact, I'm sort of paraphrasing Larry King because he's got something on this order, Larry King's Twin Cities things here in the 5 o'clock hour, you know, sort of a localized version of the Larry King elliptical, you know, those dot, dot, dot stream of consciousness comments you read every day in the national newspaper. I understand through a Parisian restaurateur that if Raymond Burr's body were sliced up into individually wrapped appetizers, his carcass would bring over 400,000 French francs on the hoof on the open market. Little known fact. On his way home, Norm Pasnik decided to drop by. Coming up on 447. Oh, excuse me, a little tuna salad rearing its ugly head there. Celebrity birthday to Edward Moore Kennedy. Terrible Ted. That's right. Senator from Massachusetts. Democrat. Part of the Kennedy clan. 56 years old today. I also understand that he is the reigning clam chowder consumption champion of Massachusetts, as his girth will attest. Love the lines by Brian Wicker in last Saturday's Star Tribune story, a special about the Monarchs, the sweep and the season opener. I love it. Those aren't boos coming from Monarchs fans. They're saying Ruth for outside hitter Ruth Lawanson or Lawanson. Remember, if you ever hear boos from now on anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, they're not booing. They're saying Ruth, Ruth. Line two, here's Bob.
Yeah, hi, Bob. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
We rented Crocodile Dundee for someone over the weekend, someone who hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in reading the credits that original music score by Peter Best. Now, could that have been the Unknown Beetle?
I don't doubt it at all.
He's composing original music for the movies. He's making us some money after all. Huh?
Finally. And, you know, I also understand through today's newspaper that the previous hosts of Wheel of Fortune...